Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the podcast Reimagine Success. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Today, we'll talk about how to get into a STEM career. And also, our crystal for today is nothing worth doing is ever easy. I know some of you have heard that one before. If you have, why don't you comment? Last week, we talked about women in STEM and the benefits and challenges of being in a STEM career as a woman. And last week's crystal of the day was keep pushing. So today's crystal of the day and topic ties right into last week's topic. So we'll get going with those. So like I said, the crystal for the day is nothing worth doing is ever easy. Can you think about a time when you had a goal or something that you wanted to do that would, you know, help move you to the next level or propel your life? Was it easy? Did you face some challenges and obstacles along the way getting there? I'm sure that you have. And there's no different with getting into a STEM career. It's often the case for those who are seeking to get into a STEM career. Now, it may not be easy, but it'll be definitely worth it if you consider or are interested in getting into a STEM career. And this topic also goes well for parents as well who are interested in introducing their kids to STEM and getting them interested into STEM careers. So you may want to pursue a STEM career or help a family member pursue a STEM career, but you don't know what's out there. The one great thing about being in a STEM career is that it's so broad. The opportunities are endless. And as we've talked about before, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And in each of those areas, there's, you know, hundreds of jobs, job types, and titles for each of those. So I'll just give a few examples. And it's also to think outside of the box, because the typical, you know, doctor, maybe scientist that you might think of, those are also STEM careers, but there's so many more that you might not even consider. So under the science category, there's R&D, research and development, for maybe some of the pharmaceutical companies, food companies, chemical companies, anything science related, or any company that makes a product usually has an R&D department. And in those departments, they have a lab techs, as well as the PhD scientists in different disciplines. So another sector is technology. Technology, I often think of the companies. So those are definitely options. Software developers or program developers, coders. That's some of the technology options right there. But also if you think about an industry where manufacturing, there are a lot of new tech devices that are used in industry nowadays to collect samples, take measurements, there's instrumentation. So that's also in the technology space. Robotics is another one that I think of for technology. And then for engineering, there's all the different engineering disciplines, like chemical engineering, that's the one that I studied, mechanical engineering, biomedical engineering, for those interested in medicine and medical sciences, civil engineering. There's even materials engineering. Have you heard of materials engineering? That's the study of materials and how they relate together and relate with other materials and other Yeah, other materials within your space are at different temperatures, pressures. So that's an interesting one that people may not know about. And then there's mathematics. Mathematics has careers like being an accountant, of course, but also an actuator is someone who looks at numbers, and then a statistician. That's another one. And then all the people who work on Wall Street, and finance, that's definitely mathematics. So as I mentioned, most of these, opportunities are STEM. All of these are STEM opportunities. Most of these opportunities, though, require a 4-year degree, some college experience for the ones that I just listed. But did you know that many opportunities in the STEM field don't require a 4-year degree? For those who are interested in making a career switch, and you don't want to do all that schooling, there are opportunities as well for you to go into a STEM career, and not get a 4-year degree. I know an example of someone that I once worked with. She decided, well, she was a hairdresser, and she had gone to cosmetology school to become a hairdresser. And then someone told, I think someone in her family told her about being an operator. And she would be able to make more money being an operator at a chemical plant. And so she went ahead and applied to do that and was able to get hired and get on to be an operator. Now she did go to 2-year school. Technical school to get a degree, I mean get her certificate in order to become an operator. But honestly, you actually don't always have to have a 2-year degree for that role. So my point of this is just to say that you can switch. You may be in a career right now. It may not be as technical, it may be as technical, but there's always time to switch and change and jump on in. And there's often jobs in these technical roles that you might not even know about. So some of the options that don't require a 2-year degree, I mean that only require a 2-year degree or possibly a certificate. They're physician assistant, pharmacy tech, computer support specialist, graphic designers and web designers. I mean, those are really popular right now. Machinist, so those can work in auto industry or industry. And then the one I mentioned was a plant operator. I gave the story of a lady who switched from being a hairstylist to a plant operator. So there are definitely options. Like I said, the crystal for the day is nothing worth doing is ever easy, but if you actually take the time to find out some more information and talk to folks who might know how you can get your foot in the door. You can do it. So those are some of the options of how to get into a STEM career, be a 4-year degree, 2-year degree, no degree, or a certificate. But also, you as a parent could get your kid interested into STEM so that, as they grow up, that's something that's a part of their knowledge base. They already know what it's all about and can spark that, have their interest sparked. So if it's someone younger who's interested in still in school, there are programs and you can consider joining a local STEM program or enrolling your child into a local STEM program, such as FIRST Robotics. And you can check out www.firstinspires.org. That's FIRSTINSPIRES.org. Or another one that I like is Girls Who Code. And to get more info on that one, it's girls, GIRLSWHOCODE.com. So there are programs like that. And then also in my local area, there's a program called STEM NOLA, which is really awesome. And they do weekly STEM seminars, hands-on learning activities. And so you could look into your own local area to see if there's any STEM programs that you may be able to enroll your kids in or grandkids in. And I will say, just from going to some of those STEM NOLA programs, I did Rocket Day with my own children, and it was so much fun. They actually made rockets. They made three different types of rockets. So they made one using like a balloon, and then they did have more of a, as a group activity, they made a rocket that shot up maybe 200 feet in the sky. It was really awesome, and my kids loved it. So just getting them, you know, some hands-on experience in STEM is very life-changing. Now, adults who are interested in STEM career, there is an online career board for STEM opportunities. You can always, you know, do the normal monster.com or Indeed. But another one that you can also check out is called 110.org, which is an initiative that connects Black talent to family-sustaining career opportunities in your local area. And that's 110.org. So check that out as well if you're interested in seeing what opportunities are in your local area. So as I mentioned, there's many ways to get into a STEM career. There's many avenues. You really can work across any industry in any location in the world in a STEM career. So the opportunities are very endless. Another one that I didn't mention too is food science. I always thought that one was interesting. You know, a lot of our food is made, you know, in factories and made and created in labs. It's very interesting. And so that's another STEM area that I didn't mention. So if you are interested in pursuing a STEM career, I will say this. This is very important. It's important that you pick a career in something that you are interested in and that you love. You know, people get pushed to do things that other people like, but the only way you can really be successful and really have enjoyment and be happy is if it's something that you're interested in and you love. And the reason that I'm saying that is because, as you remember, the crystal for the day is nothing worth doing is ever easy, or doing nothing worth doing is ever easy. And this is the same. So if it's something that you enjoy, then when the challenges come, you'll be willing to, you know, push through and pursue through those challenges because you're enjoying the journey, or you're enjoying whatever the topic is that you're working on. And it'll make it much, much easier. So my advice is definitely find something that you enjoy, that you're interested in. When I selected chemical engineering, it was because I loved chemistry and had a great chemistry teacher. So yeah, I just was really interested in how molecules and the structures of the molecules worked, how they interacted with each other. I liked it. And then when I went on to college in the chemical engineering program, it was definitely difficult. You know, it's a lot of homework, a lot of studying. And I was able to push through that because I overall liked the topics that I was studying. And I really enjoyed doing the labs. Those were fun. And then the science courses were definitely interesting. And then the engineering aspect of it, I did like problem solving. So I found different things that I liked within the career path. So it just kept me engaged. So as I mentioned, the homeworks were definitely difficult. The problem sets, I often had to stay up late working to get those done. But I knew, you know, what my end goal was, and I enjoyed the topic. So that's what kept me going, kept me pushing through. So can y'all think of something that you love to do, that you would do, you know, even with challenges? Yeah. So you know that feeling of, even if it's like cooking or music, singing, you may face some challenges, your cake might not rise, but you'll try again because you know that in the end goal, you'll have something really yummy to eat. So this is no different. This is the same thing. It's got to be something that you enjoy, that you like, and that you're interested in. Well, I'm glad that you were able to listen today. Look forward to talking to you some more and having some more conversation. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Reimagine Success. My name is Melanie Crystal, and I hope that you have a great day.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.